The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
At 9:27, regarding forgetting people's names, Tom in Galway says, sorry, what's your name again? And she says, Angela. And I know it's Angela, but what's your surname? That's not bad to try and get around that. And I have a boxes of sweets and biscuits since last Christmas. Are they okay to eat? You're asking me? You're acting like I know? What am I now? Some consumer expert? I don't know. Check the date. Anyway, personally, I'd have them in the brown bin. Double jig time, because I just wouldn't trust them. I'm very fussy with freshness. Pippa O'Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
The Pippa Guide, Live Your Best Life by Pippa O'Connor Ormond, I might say.
Oh, thank you.
Let's do this properly.
Proper.
No messing around.
Full title.
May I just add, number one in the hardback nonfiction category this week and continues to sell like the proverbial hotcakes. Who is the Pippa? The Pippaistas, who are they? Who is your army?
Good question. I think they're women like me. They're working women. They possibly have young families, and they're busy, as I always say, trying to do it all, which is hard. You know, juggling all the balls in the air and trying to do one's best.
Yeah, and you think that's, and are they of a similar vintage to you? Or?
I think so. I think my main following is probably 25 to 35.
Yeah.
Or 25 to 40. So yeah, I think they're young women like me and probably have kids, are working, a lot of them. And I always just kind of, with my latest book, it's just what I love and do and use, and that's what I kind of do with everything I put my name to. It's, would I like to wear it, read it, and then if that's
or
a yes...
Or go there. I know, just in your book. I want to come to a couple of things that caught my eye.
A couple of your guides
that I was kind of going, really? What do your army want from you? What are you giving them that they need to buy? This is your third?
It's my second book.
So yeah. there's an appetite for guidance?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, I think I'm still trying to figure it all out. I'm not an expert in motherhood or business, but I think I'm in the depths of it. I'm still kind of coming to grips with it all myself. But, you know, I think I'm doing an okay job of it. And I think it all is down to having the right frame of mind and positivity. So I talk a lot in the book about positivity and, you know, just the power of the mind and how important it is to have a good state of mind when you want to do anything in life, no matter who you are, what age you are. You have to have the right state of mind and be positive and confident.
When you hit the wall, say, of tiredness or just exhaustion, and you just go, I can't. You know, we all get it. You just go, I can't. I might disappear to the cinema and find the lights go off and I'm going, I'm here. Where's your go-to for those moments where you've had enough?
Probably at home with, you know, my family. I like...
You're not sick of them at that stage, no?
When they go to bed.
we're talking.
When the kids go to bed at 8 o'clock, I'm a real kind of home bird. I love being, like, my friends laugh at me. The minute I come home, even if it's 4 in the day, I'll put my pyjamas on. So I'm a little bit of a granny. I love my comforts. I love getting the fleecy jammies on, lighting a candle, having a glass of wine. Kids go to bed, and that's kind of my time.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I do, you know, loads of meditation and yoga. I don't. Maybe that'll be a 2020
thing. Do you do mindfulness?
I do. I have started that, to be
honest.
Is
that an app, or do you have a guru in the back garden? I mean, what are you doing?
No. Oh, could I get one of those?
What do you want for Christmas, Pippa?
There's so many amazing apps, meditation kind of music. I do try and do that at least 10 or 20 minutes a day, and even that alone, because our minds are so bloody busy, and we're all the time looking at the phones, and I've stopped, you know, looking at my phone really late at night and stopped like scrolling, because it really can just make your brain fry.
Wire.
Yeah.
Do you bring your phone into your bedroom? Not to be too personal, but I mean, you know what I mean.
that's definitely not the most personal question I've been asked.
Well, you haven't heard the next one.
I do.
So you're allowed to, that's allowed.
I do, but I try not look at it, and I turn it on silent and I put it upside down and leave it to charge.
You totally look at your phone when you're out.
I'm so glad my husband's not beside me. He'd be like, you're a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar. I can hear him nearly. Does he bring his phone into the bedroom?
He does, but he's definitely not as bad as I would be. He's better at putting it down. But as I say, it's my business. I've a lot on the go.
Don't give me that business. But your business closes shutters at 6 o'clock. You shouldn't have.
No, I wish that was the case for me.
When you work for yourself, I think people find it really hard to not have cast an eye at their phone to say, just in case,
because
it could be
another. You just have your eye on everything all the time. And it's because I want to, and because I just love it all. I want to be looking at everything.
Who do you prefer, your phone or your husband?
Oh, God, it's a tough question.
If you had to get rid of one. So what's...
Obviously my husband.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for an answer. Yeah. Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yeah, we do like Netflix in the evenings. In the room, yeah.
Okay. Now, your two children are 6.5 and 3.5.
Yeah, I love the way you said half. If they're listening now, they're going to be so impressed.
Well, it's critical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's critical.
That's Ollie and Louis, is that right?
Yeah.
And when one of the last times we spoke was, Louis named after your mum?
Yes.
Who is Louise?
Well, I know my mum is Louise, but I thought Louis was pretty close.
It's a nice thing to do, because you often hear, like, Michaela is the dad's Michael's, you know, sort of name.
Well, and she was known as Lulu, and we call him Lou, or I call him Lulu as well. So to me, it's very cute and special.
It's a lovely thing, and she lives on then, doesn't she? In that special
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Because were you promoting a book shortly after your mum died at that stage? Or you're promoting the road shows.
Yeah, the Fashion Factories, you're right.
And you were quite quick into it.
Yeah, about 2 weeks later. Would you believe it's her fifth anniversary tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
yeah. She's 5 years gone tomorrow. And it feels kind of like 5 months ago in a way. It's so bizarre.
Because if you went back to work that soon after your mum passed away, you weren't in the real world then.
No,
I think would that be fair to say?
Oh, completely. Yeah. And it's only when I talk to people now that have kind of gone through losing someone close to them. I think you kind of go through the first year and you're like, do you know, I'm actually okay here. I'm coping quite well with this. And then you kind of get to year two and you're like, oh God, that person is not just on a holiday, or I haven't just not caught up with them. So I think that year kind of 2, 3 was when it really kind of hit home.
Isn't it strange how time plays tricks on you like that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because that year, you're right, you just motor through and say...
Oh, you motor through and you're like, I'm actually grand.
This is how people come, they go... You're so right, the permanency of it only strikes you...
Completely. I remember year three kind of going, Jesus, I find this very tough now.
Yeah. When do you miss her?
Do you know what, times like this and when good, you know, nice things happen with... you know, launching a book, or my brother qualified for the Olympics the other day.
Congratulations. And, yeah, Kian O'Connor.
Yeah. So those things now, she like Irish mammy, like relish in that. She would have every book in Easton's bought up and she'd send them to all the relatives in America. You know, like all mums. She's just so proud of the three of us. And I have an older sister, Susanna, as well. And, you know, we were her world. So it's when nice things happen and kids are born. And that's kind of when you go, God, that's really shitty that she's not here.
Of course it is. Do you raise a glass to her every so often?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've my book launched this evening. We're having a little gathering and you're more than welcome, Ron.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll raise a little glass tonight for her as well.
It's a nice thing to do. Your sister, Susanna.
Yes.
She's your like kind of...
my right-hand woman.
Consigliere, your confidant. Yes. You know, I think Brian and herself, you're a troika, aren't you? The three of you.
They're my two kind of sounding boards.
What does she bring?
Be honestly brutal with me.
Yeah, well, that's what you need.
Yes.
I mean, so what does Susanna bring to the table?
She and I work very closely together within POCO. We're doing the creative side of everything, developing the brand.
Was it her idea to say, stop faffing around, just go for the jeans? Yeah,
pretty much. I'd be on the phone to her 20 times a day saying, okay, I'm going to do this, this and this. And she'd say, stall the digger there and focus on one thing. And by the end of that conversation, I said, well, I'm going to start a denim jeans brand.
And that's the POCO jeans.
And that was that.
How many countries are you shipping out to?
Over 40.
Congratulations.
Thanks a million.
That's no small achievement, in fairness to you.
I know, yeah.
It's tremendous. And what is it about your genes that's separating them from the pack, do you think?
Do you know what? I think it's, you know, there's no fancy embellishment or logos or anything on them. They're simple, they're good quality, they're amazing fits. And it's an affordable luxury item of clothing.
I know, I'm wearing them today. I know what you're talking. And Brian is business manager, would that be a fair description?
Managing the whole lot of us. I feel sorry for Brian. He's amongst all the girls in the
blessed
office.
Blessed is he amongst.
Absolutely. He sits there half the time going, oh, gee, yeah. Mac, I just leave you lot at it. But yeah, no, he's there with me. You know, the two of us are... I was going to say 50-50. It's probably 60-40 on his side.
That's the way to have it, Pippa. That's the
Absolutely.
Way to have it.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me about Jenny Taff? You dedicate the book to Jenny and she...
Did you meet Jenny?
I would have met Jenny in the past. So, but for people who didn't know her, could you tell us a little bit about her?
Yes. So Jenny Taff was MD, owner of IZS Marketing. Yeah. So to give you a brief story, I was introduced to Jenny and her husband, Alan, about 5 years ago through Brian. And they were going to build a website for me, for Pippa.ie. Mm-hmm. Because I needed something a little bit more professional. So that kind of started our relationship with Jenny and Alan. And, you know, we got on with them straight away. They're a husband and wife team. We're a husband and wife team. And we just clicked. We gelled. So Jenny kind of, she was busy building her own company. And their company just got from strength to strength. They've done amazing things. And she indirectly kind of became my manager, my mentor, and just became a really good friend of mine. And then fast forward, unfortunately, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer of August last year.
And that is an unrelenting...
Yes, and she did.
...form of cancer.
So unbelievably well. When, like, speaking of positivity, it was just...
She was young too.
41. Yeah, 41. And then she sadly passed away a year exactly later in August just gone.
Desperate tragedy for her.
Absolutely.
For her family.
And two young boys as well, and just the most bright, positive, uplifting person. And I think she did more in 41 years than most of us will ever do.
I love people like that.
Oh, she was just...
She'll be missed. And
amazing.
And so you dedicated the book to her.
Yeah, I really wanted to, because she was just so instrumental in everything I've done in my business and was just such a massive help to me.
Can I ask you about... You say... And I'm bouncing, you know, I'm in a bouncy mood today, so I'm bouncing around all sorts of
things.
That's
good, I like bouncing around.
You're happy to bounce, okay.
Yeah.
You argue women should not be embarrassed to say they have a cleaner or a childminder.
I did say that in the book. Do you know what? I find that with my friends, they'll say to me, oh, I sometimes get a cleaner. Now, it's only once a fortnight now, mind you, and I forgo the couple of coffees a week, and I'm like, why are you... trying to explain to me why you have a cleaner. You're entitled to if you want. If you're busy with your kids or you're busy studying or you are out working all the time, if you want to do that, go ahead. I think it's a real Irish thing. We pretend that we can do everything. And people always say to me, Jesus, Pippa, you do it all. I'm like, no, I don't. Don't say that to me. I have an amazing team of people at work. I have an amazing girl that I could not come here today if... she couldn't mind my kids.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all have to give ourselves a break, especially women in Ireland.
So why are they apologising for hiring somebody to help at home?
I don't know. And, you know, aren't you doing a good thing by giving...
Employment,
work to people. I don't know. I think it's an old age thing where maybe it was our moms and our mom's moms. They did everything. They were amazing at bringing up... 7 kids, keeping the home amazing, cooking amazing meals.
Yeah. No talk of childminders, no talk of cleaners.
Can you imagine back then?
Yeah.
Who she thinks she is?
The notions. You were talking to the Ashlings earlier on, a few weeks ago, the Ashlings.
The notions of the notions.
And the notions.
But, you know, times have changed, and I think we should be less apologetic of what we do to make our unit work. And, you know, it's like this thing of balance. Like, what is balance? My idea of balance might be my next door neighbour's nightmare. I think everyone just needs to do what works for you and be unapologetic about it.
Yeah, okay, I like that. So just head up, shoulders head up. Out, and just stop looking at your shoes. Yeah. I think as a country, we need to be doing
Absolutely.
More of that.
And be a good, kind person. Keep the head down and plough on.
Yeah, okay. What is an influencer? What's the different definition of it? Because I'm confused now.
Yeah, I'm sometimes confused myself.
Yeah.
An influencer, I suppose, So say you were watching my Instagram stories, Ryan, and I'm talking about a lovely rouge lipstick.
And I'm thinking, gotta get it.
I suppose that's it, isn't it? You're influencing someone to maybe go somewhere or purchase something. But I don't think that word is going anywhere. People say to me, do you see yourself as an influencer? I don't purposely set out to be one. But if people take what I am saying and are influenced by it because they trust me, I take that as a massive compliment.
Okay, so you've said a lot of things there, actually.
But see, that's not my main job, and I don't like to insult the influencers that are doing a really good job here in Ireland and outside of Ireland, because it's actually a full-time gig. Like, they've amazing, professional, curated content that takes a long time to do.
I'm just getting the feeling, that, not from you now, but just broadly speaking, that the word influencer is something that you don't necessarily want to be called, not you, because, you know, people will say, oh, well, you're just flogging stuff that you got for free, which is easy for you to do, but you want us to buy it. And you know, people are very clued in.
Yeah, and I get that. And people have to be clued in as well.
And they do. And if an influencer is peddling muck just because they're getting paid for it.
Yeah, but they won't be around for very long, though. That's
the difference. Do you think so? Will they be found out?
Well, people aren't stupid. So
I agree.
If I open up my stories today and I see someone talking about, you know, if you see me talking about fitness shakes, you'll know there's something wrong there, because that's not me. It's not on brand. So it's not what I'm about.
So you have being on brand is, it has to be Pippa proof.
It has to feel like you. And if it's not, no thanks, move on to the next thing. And I think if someone is looking to enter the influence world or stay there, it's pretty simple. Be true to you and you will do well.
Otherwise, you'll be found out and booted out.
Well, you won't last long. You need to get another gig.
You're good. You quote your husband, Brian, and business partner Brian, and he says, being famous online is like being rich in Monopoly. I think that's a great line.
Yeah.
It's not real life.
I gave Brian one quote in the book and everyone loves it.
Give him some credit. You already said he's 60-40 in your business life. You can have one quote.
He can. Do you know what? I love that quote. And he said that to me a couple of years ago and it just stayed with me. I was like, it's so true. Like, especially, you know, when our boys get older and I have a teenage stepdaughter as well, I don't want them to think that everything relies on likes and comments online. It's not real. Like, yes, I'm real in what I put up, but like I share nice things and outfit pictures because that's what people follow me for. They're not following me for politics or doom and gloom. They're following me for a bit of positivity. Yeah. So that's what I share.
And people want less doom and gloom. I was in UCD giving a talk yesterday and I feel like the next generation are kind of anxious and with good reason a lot of the time.
I totally get that.
You know, if they got the Brexit, it's hard to rent, it's hard to buy, it's hard to
do everything.
Yeah, the gig economy isn't exactly a safe future.
Absolutely.
Tough old time, you know, and people need escape.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying don't be in the real world. Yes, look at the news, educate yourself, read books, keep up to date with what's going on in the world of Brexit and politics. But you have to be positive. You have to. There's no other choice. You have to be.
But sometimes it's just impossible to be positive.
I know.
There are times where you're going, oh God, I'm feeling the cloud over the head. Or
oh yeah, completely. And I don't like bounce out of the bed every day. But you know, when you don't see me online, I probably am having a stressful day or I'm not feeling positive. So that's why you don't see me for a couple of days.
Yes.
But then when I'm feeling myself again, I come back.
So that by that then, online is only positive. So would you ever go online and say, do you know what, lads?
I do sometimes. Like I'd say, God, if I had a
rotten day or
whatever. I'm exhausted from the kids or something crap went on at work. Yeah, I do, but I don't come on every day and go, it's rain and I'm stuck in the traffic. You know, we know what's going on. We don't need to point out the obvious.
Okay.
And I don't follow anyone that goes on like that.
Yeah, no, you don't want them in your world. Okay.
Goodbye.
Marie Kondo, yes or no?
Yes. I like her. Sparky. I like her little...
She sparks joy
like
in our lives.
Yeah, I love that. Spark joy? No. Goodbye.
I like that though. It works with people as well, incidentally.
It does.
And it's just the little, little perspex boxes with the.
I like. Put everything in. She's like just very cute without sounding condescending. She's just so. You'd like to nearly put her in your pocket. She's a ray of sunshine.
I'd say there's no messing with her though.
I'd say
for all the cuteness.
Yeah.
Like if you put.
Love to get her into my house now.
Oh yeah, 10 minutes just to sort out the whole place.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful.
Yeah, I think she's good.
Because clutter is an issue. I mean, I know if I find it. It'll be grand, but I want to get rid of it all.
That's true. And then don't you go to bed that night feeling, I've picked the clothes up off the floor.
Yeah, the place feels good. I've cleared that corner at last. Yeah. In the Pippa guide, Live Your Best Life, you talk about places to visit, and I noticed Abu Dhabi is in there. I've never been
there. Have you been to
Dubai? I don't want to go to Dubai.
You know?
But I'm just curious to know.
It's a real Marmite place, isn't it?
Yeah, and like Marmite, you love it.
I hate it.
What?
I hate Marmite.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you suddenly hated Dubai all of a sudden.
No.
Do you like Marmite? No, I don't in the slightest.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Marmite too for people. You know this. And here's my question. Dubai.
How could anyone not like you, Ryan?
Very easily. Go online. here's my point. What's the story?
Number one rule. Don't read what they say about you online.
Took me a few years, but I got there, and it's a happy world I live in now. Look at me smiling like a fool. Why should I go to Dubai if I have no interest in going?
Oh, you have to.
Why? I don't want to go.
It's people say, oh, it's not real. It's.
I got to go to Florence and look at paintings. I've never been there.
I agree, but that's a different type of place. Do that as well. Absolutely. Dubai has something for everyone. Young, old, if you want.
What about middle-aged?
you would love it. There's just something for everyone. Yeah, it's not really real life, but it's a nice experience.
Is it just an escape from reality?
Everything is by 20 million. The buildings, the cars, the.
I'd find that a bit overwhelming. It's a bit bling for me, I think.
It's not all bling. A lot of it is bling. I'm fascinated by it.
Yes. Have you been a few times?
A few times, yeah. I like it.
Ryan, I love Pippa, says a text, and her ambition and honesty, especially about help at home. So you're resonating.
Who said that?
That's a text from Brian Orman. No, that was an honest text from a listener. Love listening to Pippa. My 20-year-old daughter is in college in Dublin and follows Pippa religiously. So it's the cult of Pippa, right? They're following
you
religiously.
Nice.
Is it not the case, asks somebody, that the family/household has a cleaner as opposed to the woman in the household having a cleaner? We have to stop assuming cleaning is a woman's responsibility. So you're getting into the language of gender.
Well,
and so
that
on
can
there,
I just say another thing very quickly?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how much time I have. It's so another thing of making women feel like they have to be doing it all. Like people might say to me online, because I get loads of direct messages every day, and I don't think they mean it in a bad way. Someone might say, if I'm getting on a flight to London or I have to go to a manufacturer in Portugal, they might say, do you feel guilty? I'm like, would you ask my husband, does he feel guilty?
You're right.
No, I don't feel guilty.
Yes.
But now you're making me think like I'm a crappy mother in person. Should I be feeling guilty?
But you get over that quickly enough, don't you?
Oh, I do. Like, yeah, listen, absolutely.
You're going to be signing books this Saturday, October 12th in O'Mahony's in Limerick. Beautiful bookshop.
Yes,
you're there
it
at midday.
Is. I've been there before, midday this Saturday.
And
there.
In Dubray in Galway at 3:30, so you're going to lash up the road then at 3:30 to another great shop in Galway, which is Dubray, and it's a nice, airy shop, great stuff. So you're in good hands there.
I can't wait. I hope people will come and see me. All is welcome.
Congratulations, Pippa. The Pippa Guide, Live Your Best Life, is, as I say, number one in the charts at the moment. It is always great to see you, Pippa. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let's
for
do a,
having me.
A photograph for social.
I'd love to
I
have
love
a
social for my Insta stories.
For me, Gram.
Doing it for me, Gram. Pippa Connor, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan.